This is the Don and Mike Show.
I flopped the nut straight.
Motherfucker! You fool, your nut! Motherfucker! That is it!
That's it? What the f*** are you talking about? That's it? Take it back, then!
Yes! No more! No! Not tonight! This son of bitch all night, he... Chick! He trapped me!
Well, you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Нет.
He beats me. Straight up. Yeah. Pay that man his money.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting Butterball Naked. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
This message just handed to me by John Norman, who runs our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Thank the listeners for sending all of the granny porn. I don't think they understand the contest.
Oh, dear.
Or do
it's
they?
A skills competition.
Exactly, Mike.
Let's say, oh, God. What do we got to do to call back then? I mean, that's the right number, right? It would be nice to
I sure love the street life,
get
so.
Get a dial tone.
I really do.
I like the nightlife.
You like the boogie?
Oh, yeah.
On the disco round? She was a pig. Alicia Bridges.
Yes.
Oh.
Hey, hi, Joe?
No.
John.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, that sounded very Joe-like, the way you answered the phone, John.
Yeah, I got a little Monday Joe going on. Sorry.
Hi there, John. Listen, what type of response have we gotten? We announced an hour ago. It's a throwaway, really, on Wednesday. We get a couple of grandmas down here, and we'll play a game called The Grannies. And we said, please email rather than tie up the phone lines. Mm-hmm. And what have we received thus far?
Granny porn.
That's it?
Pretty much.
Same. Wow. That. So people don't understand the concept.
I'm not sure.
Egg.
We are not looking for granny porn. I mean, what are we going to do with granny porn?
We want grandmas who are going to be able to have some competition.
Well, apparently they're up for some another type of competition.
Let's be honest. This is all really a charade. It is simply a hoax, if you will. Misdirection. Thy name is me.
Right.
All I really wanted was some granny porn.
You got your will.
I'm sorry, I'll stop hitting delete then.
Oh, no, please forward them all. Forward them all to my private account, to my private sex account.
Delightful.
As you wish.
No, only if you want a grandmother to play. If you'd like to supply us with a name and a phone number of someone to come down to the studio.
And ideally, wouldn't we like to have the... you know, the daughters bring the grandmothers down,
that'd
you know.
That would be nice.
Uh-huh.
Because it's $1,000.
Right. That's nice.
So that's the prize. All right. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Oh, listen, before we're going to get into the poker thing here.
Oh, and keep in mind for that contest, we only have two handicap spots here.
we'll make more. Absolutely. We'll let them pull up front.
Hey, you know, I almost... Man, I had the... Well, before I tell you about that, how much money did you win at the poker game on Saturday night, John?
$75.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's nice.
Keeping track.
Congratulations, John.
Coming in today. Now, listen, I know that there's fire lanes and everything else in this building.
Yes.
And that there are areas that you're not supposed to park.
That's
and
right.
I, like everybody else, the times when my parking spot has been used by someone else, I'll park in a fire lane for a couple of seconds. Here's the deal when I'm trying to pull in the building today. You had the UPS guy.
Yes.
And the UPS guy had his truck like halfway dangling over the curb into the street. Uh-huh. And he was taking up his whole side of the driveway to enter the parking structure.
Right.
Just about at the back end of the UPS truck, some ass pulled a big... gigantic, like, Ford F-8000 mega, 8 friggin' tires on this thing,
big truck.
Pickup truck, and left. If you were making a right-hand turn off Elm Street into our building,
right,
you would crash into these cars.
Right, yes.
Now, fortunately, as you know, I have cat-like reflexes.
I know. We all admire your cat-like
you
reflexes.
More than once.
If I had not been tooling around the corner
right.
and had my normal CLR's there.
Right.
Boy, oh boy.
And you hit the driveway at about 80 usually, right? I mean, you like to get into your space fast.
Well, I like the squeal.
Right. Mm-hmm. But just, he almost put it up on two wheels.
Impressive. Come on now, squeal.
Come on, squeal.
Squeal real good. Whee! Now, anyway, so I pull in to the parking lot, and I can't get in to the parking lot. And the problem now is that half of my car is sticking out into traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you pull around, I'm not doing an adequate job of describing this.
It was blocked.
Yeah, it was blocked by the UPS truck and then by the white truck, which I could not see when I made it past the UPS truck. So now here's the thing. I'm trying to back my car out to get back on to Elm Street to go around the building.
Uh-huh.
But because the UPS truck is hanging like three quarters of the way over the edge,
I'm
blind.
Can't see.
So I'm Stevie Wonder. So every time I'm pulling back, I'm getting this. Right? Because people are like, hey, ass.
Because the traffic is pretty thick on that small road.
So anyway, there really is not a point to this, except I don't fault the UPS guy.
The UPS guys, you got to cut the slack because they got to, you know, they got to hustle in, drop their stuff off, and hustle out.
Yeah. Who's got the big little penis syndrome pickup truck out there?
I don't know.
And you could say the same thing about me on the day.
Does the license plate say M. Hughes?
You could certainly say the same things about me on the days that I drive my SUV in. Same thing, small penis,
yeah, but you have
big
a parking
car.
Space.
Yeah,
right.
But I just meant...
No, you're not talking about the vehicle as much as you're talking about where he parked.
And it is an oversized... It's not just a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's one of those big-ass pickup trucks.
Mm-hmm. So you got double wheels?
Yeah.
Got the big double wheels in the back?
I believe so.
Wow.
Dark color, like blue or black?
It was white. It's Rob's favorite color, white.
I don't know.
White. And whoever had it parked there, just what an ass.
Mm.
What an ass. We should find that person right now, bring them up to the studio. No, and get out the sandpaper.
Get this and sand them?
Oh, sand them down.
Sand them in that special place?
That's what I say. Anyway, Jesus Christ.
What is wrong with people?
I mean, really, what if there was an emergency?
I know, it is dangerous. It's a mess.
I almost felt like calling the fire department.
I understand.
And having them towed.
Making one of those public arrests. Citizen's arrest.
I have trouble with the 7 p.m. UPS guy who parks in the right-hand turn lane out there. Horribly dangerous.
Or the lady.
Sometimes
it's
a
lady,
person. The UPS person.
That is, as much as I cut the UPS people some slack, that is ridiculous.
Hey, and how about this? You know what this is? I'm calling the nerve center right now. Oops. Calling the front desk. When you've heard the phone ringing and ringing and ringing.
Andrew must be up there.
I think Colette was there when I came back from the bathroom during the break.
Is the station unmanned?
Interesting.
Well, I think Rob's going to... What are you doing, Rob? What are you doing? Hey, Rob. Excuse me. What are you doing?
There's a gentleman here with the white truck.
Great. Thank you. Bring him in.
I'll let the trial begin.
Bring him in. No need to talk to anybody else at the front desk. Thank you, Rob.
We have the perp.
He ran.
Oh, he ran?
Aww.
Where'd he go?
Hold on.
Tony's.
Oh, no.
Something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We've got major controversy.
People are scrambling outside the studio.
The phone system is down at the front desk because engineering's working on it.
Oh, that's okay. What about the guy with the truck?
I'm going to go find out right now. I think he's up with Bob upstairs.
So he walked. He came back. But now, this is a guy. What's this guy doing? See, we share space in this building with a title
company.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. However, we have what they say is tight as Tupperware, state-of-the-art security. We've all read the memos. They've got cameras throughout the building. You have to use your pass card to get in.
Right.
Here's my point. If some guy is refinancing his mortgage and he parks like an ass down in the parking lot.
Right. And you start talking about him.
How can he
get through security?
How does he show up at the door? And I mean, because when I turned to Rob and I said, what are you doing? Rob was talking to a guy that I didn't recognize. Now,
he's like, maybe he is a guest of Bob Skin, and that's how he got in.
Well, no, that don't make sense.
You can be a guest of Bob Skin.
Because they don't let people just run around. So what did the guy say when he came by?
He said it was his truck, and then he said he would come in, and then he said no, and he walked away, and he had a grain-based beverage.
He said he was
a grain. He had a beer?
Yes.
He's drinking on a Monday?
Yeah.
Monday afternoon?
Maybe still.
Wow.
Well, he's a guest of Bob.
Well, now we really have to get him down here.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go get him.
Because, really, if nothing else, the guy needs at least to know, listen, here's proper etiquette. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a guest in someone's home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, please don't be an ass. Don't park in the fire lane.
Exactly.
With your big, gigantic, look-at-me pickup truck. Please.
And he can't leave now that he's been drinking.
Now, this is a woman.
Yeah,
coming in, and a man. Hi. Now, step up to the microphone.
Hi there. How you
doing? Wait, there are three people here now. Bob Skin is here.
He's the guy from the title company.
Now, I smell alcohol.
Yeah.
Like there's
yeah.
No. You're all loaded.
They're That's holding
what,
drinks.
What are we drinking? Are you the pickup truck owner?
Yeah, I'm the pickup truck owner.
You're the pickup truck owner.
He's the owner.
Actually,
who's the driver?
You're the owner.
Who's the driver?
Neither of them today.
I'm the driver.
Oh, okay, but when you got here, before you started drinking, who was the driver?
He was Bob. Bob's pointing to him. Bob, why is everybody drinking right now?
Because it's happy hour.
After four. What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on in this building today?
I don't know. All I know is that we're looking at Joy Philbin right now drinking a beer.
It's not beer.
No.
I believe it's whiskey.
Mixed beverages.
This is a matter of fixes the building.
He fixes the building?
It's a contractor.
That explains
so much. Oh, he's a contractor.
Okay, so that would explain. What?
They're not making any effort to explain themselves.
The guy from the title company is just pointing it at the glass.
Yes.
You know, what is it? May I ask you, contractor, what's in your glass? What are you drinking today?
Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
Not Bob. I was asking him. Sir, what's in your glass? Any idea?
It's Butch.
Okay. Can this man speak for himself?
No, usually she speaks for me.
Start. He'll never stop.
Really? I find that hard to believe.
I can't
laugh at him. I find it hard to believe.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever heard
How long have you guys been, like, knocking him back this afternoon? Is that the first one? Second one?
About an hour and a half.
He's jealous.
An hour and a half.
You know, ma'am, you're going to need to take over the mic because he's not speaking. Your husband is not speaking at all.
He speaks for me.
Okay, well, let her do
you
that.
You know what obviously. Happens in a marriage?
Mm-hmm. Listen to
you ever heard of a fire lane, either one of you? Right, now, let me guess. You came into the building. You had some, you're refinancing something. That's why you're here with Bob.
Is that?
No, we're not.
No, you repair the building?
We were looking at a property.
Okay, so you're here on business.
To renovate.
And you notice, gosh, there don't seem to be any spots that are right by the door. So, well, we'll just pull our big ass pickup truck right into the fire lane.
Really? There was a spot that I could have put it in, but you know what?
You were there.
The motorcycle wasn't there today.
That Cadillac was there.
Yeah.
What?
Cadillac's there.
I'm totally confused.
Okay. Are you talking about my car? Listen, I got here. Your car was there before my car got here.
That's correct.
Right.
Are you guys from Sacramento?
Well, you were why were you in the fire lane?
What I'm trying to tell you is I think I got a better connection than you do.
What do you mean?
I can park in the fire lane.
No, you can't. You cannot park in the fire lane.
Let me park there.
How many drinks have you had, sir?
Half of one.
Half of one. I'm guessing more.
Half a keg.
I'm half a keg.
So is your car down there right now?
Of course. Legally.
It's parked legally?
It's in repark.
Well, I happen to know the good officers at Fairfax County, they do like listening to the show. So remember, you heard it. He's right. In the fire lane.
And he can, he's got a connection.
He's got a
so
connection.
So he can do that.
Here in the building.
Now, Don, you'll have to really identify the vehicle for the next time he visits.
Yes, it is. Well, it's excellent.
Was she asking about the studio materials?
Yeah, looks like it.
She lost focus.
We're in the business. That's what we do.
You're in the business of remodeling?
She'll sell you something.
What's that, what?
She'll sell you something.
I will.
Huh? Watch out.
Yeah, well, hey, mind your tone, pal. You're in my studio here. Got Chuck Howley over here drinking his bourbon and water, whatever the hell it is. And I don't even have a dog in this fight.
I wish you could see Bob in the corner. He's got the look of a guy who just threw a cigarette down at a gas station.
I will pay anybody in this building any amount of money to pull a fire alarm right now. I swear to Christ.
What, Bob? Bob, Bob, don't knock over the
I know, it would be a waste of taxpayers' money.
Yes.
But darn it, these two kids would be taught a lesson.
Yes.
A valuable
lesson.
You
wouldn't call that alarm, and nobody associated with this show would.
No, I just would have some vigilante happened on our staff to do
this,
that.
This is true.
Or well, you could just go move your car out of the fire.
He is, he's already moved it.
It's in a double spot now.
It's
going down.
It's in the best double spot. All right, you guys get out of here. Thank you very much for coming by. Bye-bye. Bye. Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
Have a nice day. There was there nothing was going to be accomplished there.
Yes.
Either is it bourbon?
No, it's Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. But
it smells like high octane.
Yeah, I think it is.
No, wow.
I think the guy,
and a good looking guy.
Yeah, he was an ass too.
Delightful.
Listen, he could have been a grown up one of those kids that was playing the game yesterday.
He wasn't communicating really well.
Now
I'm in a double spot now.
I moved it now.
I could smell his.
Yeah.
His glass.
Mm-hmm.
And that, Rob, that did not smell like beer to me. Like
no,
a
it sure
kind
smelled
of
like
ale.
Whiskey to me.
It had foam on it, though.
Okay.
I mean, it was whatever it is. They were being generous with the poor.
But, I mean, it was powerful. I could smell the booze.
And, Bob, the minute that they opened their mouth, he wanted them out of here.
I know.
Worse
but,
than
but
anything.
Bob brought them in.
I know, and then he knew he blew it.
Right.
Bob's got to love the fact that they say, we got special permission.
Well, and then what did he say about the, you know, I got a better connection than you do.
And double wide parking spot.
One thing is clear, nothing became clear when they arrived. Mm. I still don't.
Negative.
I don't understand whether they were here to renovate a property, whether they repair the building, what
this
they
building.
Do.
This building.
A lot of stories were thrown out. I think we just.
And if they repair, you know what? You open the door just for a second. Maybe they can hear me down the hall. But because if they renovate the building, thanks for fixing the window with the bullet hole. There. Thank you.
Is this Corian?
That explains.
Good job,
you
honey.
Know, thank goodness nothing happened to me today when I made that. With my cat-like reflexes.
You could have been killed.
But you have the photograph, don't you, now, of that truck forever in your mind.
Yes, I do.
And the guy who drives it.
And his wife.
And now I remember the license plate. Smells like puke. It was a wonderful personalized thing.
Virginia plates?
Virginia's for lovers. And then it smells like puke.
Joy Philbin, an autogram coming by. He looks, didn't he look like every Dallas football player or something like that?
Really,
autogram never played for Dallas.
Really, the guy looked like he was kind of unbalanced.
He did.
Well, he had a drink.
He looked potentially dangerous.
Really? Kind of looked like a grown up Biff from Back to the Future.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And didn't he look like the kind of guy that would.
Like, hold on, Mike. Do you remember the Back to the Future where they went to the future where Biff turned the town like into Las Vegas?
Right.
And he
right.
had a bad hairpiece? Imagine that character 10 years
sure.
later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Doesn't he look like the kind of guy that if it really got to it, if it really got heated, that he'd say, well, then I'd like to show you something I've got in my pickup truck?
Yep.
And then he just pulls out the biggest double barrel shotgun you've ever seen.
Double! Everything's double. Double truck, double spot, double barrel.
Meanwhile, Bob's skin over in the corner,
they're embarrassing me. Well, listen, here's the
thing. Does he own the building now?
I don't know. Here's the advice from me to that guy. You know, keep your drunk clients out of the radio station. I mean, it's one thing if they're going to double park and park
right.
illegally, and I'm going to bitch about it. That's great. But,
right.
you know. You got the Rummy family in town. You know, don't bring them in here with their rum cake breath.
And Skin was shaking his head in the corner saying, they just wanted to meet Don and Mike.
They're very big fans. Now they know better.
They should have known better.
Not gonna. He didn't like, Bob Skin didn't like the comment the guy made about, I've got a better connection. That's when Bob, I thought, that's
yeah.
when he had the
yeah.
the cigarette on the gasoline.
Yeah, shuffling them out.
Mm-hmm. Factor.
Because I'm sure that Bob Skin said to the guy, don't worry, park anywhere. Yeah, I'm sure he said, I own the building, don't worry about it.
Right. Right.
We're looking at a property. Yeah.
Is that Korean?
And it's only Monday. That's what's delightful.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was very little time between Sunday and Monday.
Right. She does all the talking for me, duh.
You know what that's like. Well, I saw that Cadillac.
And what's the deal with the motorcycle? What was he talking about?
I think he was referencing the fact that apparently somebody. Now, I didn't say anything about the guy's car. I got the feeling that he must have scoped out or figured out what spot is what.
Okay.
That I've got my car in my spot, and the spot next to mine, which is empty, sometimes you have a motorcycle.
Oh, okay. It still didn't make a hell of a lot of sense.
Not really, no.
Well, your motorcycle's there.
What, you mean the spots that we have that you know, we have because we work here? Because we've been assigned those parking spaces?
Oh, drunk people.
They're fine. Yeah. Oh, for drunk. Oh, for loaded.
Oh, for drunk. Jesus Christ.
But I like it a lot more when I'm the drunk.
Our savior.
Not,
think we all do.
Yeah. Not talking to them, you know?
Okay. Oh, hold on a second. Let's get a real fast report. From Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, good.
Not sure who this is. A listener in Detroit. Hello? Hello? It just says on the screen, a guy at the, is it the Ren Center?
I'm not sure. Is that with the Renaissance Center?
Is that what they call it?
What's
it?
Rent-a-Center.
Rent-a-Center.
I'm trying to get something about Stuart Scott. Hello?
Huh.
But now,
hello?
Uh-oh.
Oh, they were working on the phones.
On the phones. Don't tell me our whole system's melted down.
Oh, no. Hold on a second.
Because maybe it's not just the front.
Let me try touch that. Let me try.
I don't hear.
Hold on a second.
Dial tone.
Now we lost the guy from Detroit. Let me try that one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Ah, all right, there you go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I want to know what was on the menu at halftime. Did you have chili? Or was it, did you get your duck sick? Did you have duck sick soup?
Oh, come on. Stop it, please. I'll tell you every detail.
Thank
I'll
you.
Let you smell my fingers.
Yay.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and...
You animals. Disgust me.